Welcome to Right Now. I'm your host, Stacey Chadwell, coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Really, thank you so much again for being here tonight.
Hi, welcome, Stacey. It's always great to talk with you. And
So really, what are the options? I know that you've handled both publishing, self-publishing, and traditional publishing. What are the options in regards to getting published, and what are the advantages and the disadvantages of each?
Well, there's two main schools, and so the traditional publishing, let's maybe start with that. I have two books and then probably about four or five chapters, or actually even more, that have been traditionally published. And that means that there is a publisher who is interested in what you have. Actually, I have three books, two with Kendall Hunt and one with McGraw-Hill, where they are interested in what you're writing. And some of the advantages of that is they usually have a distribution channel. They have their mailing list. So, for example, one publisher, Kendall Hunt, that was educational setting, so they're tied into all the different universities, and they put your book into their catalog that goes out. They're at all kinds of conferences, and so then your book is on display. And then the more recently one is with McGraw-Hill, which is a huge publisher, and so my book is in the business setting, but they also have educational, and so ideally there would be some cross-selling from one department to another. So the advantages are that they will have someone who will edit what you have, and they'll look at it. In the example of Kendall Hunt, they sent it to a bunch of reviewers, and we got a lot of feedback. I have a co-author, Dr. John Luchter, on that book. And so they send it out and come back with feedback, and then you end up refining it. The disadvantage of that, of the traditional publishing, is for anybody who's aspiring to write, it's a long process. And you have to typically write the table of contents and maybe an introduction and then a chapter, and then you send it to them for review, and they will study it and they'll come back to you. But that's probably that process alone may take 4 to 6 months, to get accepted. And then they'll give you a contract, and then you'll actually write the book, and that could be another 6 or 9 months. And in that, you're going to have an editor and then someone who's going to review it. And then they're going to need X amount of months to put it all together. You'll have ability to sign off on things, whether it's the cover or the way the inside looks, and make sure it looks good. So it's just the disadvantage. It's a long process. It's probably, a couple years, a year and a half to 2 year process.
Wow.
to get a book published like that. One of the things with McGraw-Hill, and this is the crossover, I had a self-published book that they wanted to buy. And so that, some of the process I just described, I did not have to do with them, because in a sense they bought a book that was already put together and was already published. I had to do some revisions on it, and so that was that process. So that's the advantage, is they have a bigger name and they do marketing for you. The disadvantage is it takes longer with a publisher. Another disadvantage is they don't do as much marketing as you would hope or expect. And so I think everybody gets published and you're all excited. And they will send out a brochure. They will send out press releases. They'll hit all their key folks that are on their list, newspapers, everything else. And it's usually, and this is my experience with two publishers, maybe different with others, and then that's about it. They're on to doing the same thing with the next book. So it's kind of like this machine gun splatter effect initially, and then the focus on your book basically dissolves. And so that's the disadvantage. And I know from people, other authors I know, they've been, you know, upset and concerned because they're saying, gee, well, I'm not getting much marketing. Well, the guru of self-publishing is Dan Pointer. And he says that publishers print the books, but authors sell the book. So even though you went to a publisher and you got it published, they're not going to be the ones truly selling it. It goes back to the individual to market it, to sell it, to speak about it, because you're the one that's really going to be doing it. And if you think that your publisher is going to be doing it, you're going to be disappointed.
I bet a lot of people don't know that when they're writing their book, they're just excited to get it finished, that they're going to be handling most of the marketing.
Yeah, I think, Stacey, one of the things that people said, you know, 10% of the work is writing the book and 90% of the work is promoting it. And most authors think that 90% of it is, okay, I'm done, and somebody else is going to promote it. And that's kind of the harsh reality.
So they have to learn how to do sales or handle marketing and sales.
Sales and you know, all the aspects of that, whether it's published or self-published. So let me tell you about self-published. So, and I think, and I don't have the exact stats, but I think these days more books are self-published, and there's some real advantages. So my book, Leader's Playbook, was self-published, and I was speaking at the International Coaching Federation, and so I had a deadline, and I knew I had this book that I had been working on, and I wanted to get it out quick. If I went to a regular publisher, it would never make it to be available at this ICF conference. So I went the self-publishing route, and then what I did is I worked with, you could call her a book coach. Her name is Ellen Reed, R-E-I-D, and she has a company called Book Shepherding. But there's a lot of folks like that. She's like the project manager for the book. And so the advantage is we got something out in about 2 months in a soft cover, and then I went back and did some more work and had it come out in a hard cover. But she has all the contacts as a book project person. And in regards to, well, who should do the cover? I have a graphic person that could do the cover. She outsourced that. Who should do the inside graphics? She had a person for that. Who should actually write the text for the back cover, you know, and what's on the flap? She had a person for that. Should it be indexed? Should it not be indexed? And we said, let's have it indexed. She had a person for that. So all these people you're paying for, plus you're paying for this person's, in a sense of the book shepherding or the book project. So the advantage is it's fast. You get it out. To most readers, you wouldn't know any difference. It looks exactly the same as a regular published book. So you wouldn't necessarily know the difference because they're very, very professional looking. The disadvantage is it's expensive because you're paying for all these people to do this work. So that's the advantages and disadvantages of the self-published. Another advantage, though, of the self-published is once you've paid that money up front to all these different folks, you get all the income. So I've been at places where I've been a speaker and I've been able to negotiate a higher fee because I'd say, well, why don't we give everybody a book? And if that's 100, you know, plus people, you know, at 25, you know, $30 a book, all of a sudden, you know, that's another $3,000 you're getting on top of whatever your speaking fee is. If you went to a publisher, so now with McGraw-Hill, I think I get 10%. And typically regular publishers, the amount you will get is between 10 and 12%. So you're really not going to make any money, you know, with a book through a publisher. If you have the upfront money to self-publish, you will eventually, if it's a timely book and stays around, you can make money on that because now all the profit you're getting, you know, minus shipping fees, and if you have your book in a fulfillment house, and there's all these sources today for people who self-publish, which are great. You just go to a fulfillment house, you can do online orders, it goes right, that email goes right to the fulfillment house, they send it out, they can take credit cards, and then once, or on your website you take it, and then it goes right into your merchant account.
So what are the methods of self-publishing?
Well, so now there's a lot more. So one is the way I described where you can get someone. And what we did is created a publishing company, my publishing company. So I created a publishing company, which really was getting the right name, doing a DBA, doing business as. And so that's called Success Press. I'm a psychologist and like to play on words. So like success, it's called Success. P-S-Y-C-C-E-S-S, Success Press. And so some of my books, like Leader's Playbook, and then I have some other things, the Leadership Keys Field Guide, those are all under Success Press. And then you have to negotiate with some of this, these distributors then to carry your book. And there's a couple other sources that will carry your book. So it is available in bookstores. You then also get it listed with Amazon, and so people can get it on Amazon. And now another really popular way is turning your books into ebooks. And so I think that's a quick and easy way for anybody who wants to self-publish to quickly put your book together, turn it into an ebook, so it's available on some of the ebook platforms, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Kindle. And as I understand, I think in Kindle, if the book is under $10, you get a greater percentage of the book. If it's over $10, Kindle or Amazon would take more money.
I see. So what is the process of traditional publishing?
Well, the traditional publishing, you would first have to have an idea and then either shop it around on your own, you know, and send it out to a variety of different publishers. You know, and one of the famous stories for the Chicken Soup series, which is probably the most popular series of any books, that Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen got rejected something like, you know, 50 times from all these publishers. Finally, the one that accepted them was Health Communication, and Health Communication made a fortune on them. So you either do that on your own, sending out these proposals, or you can get a book agent. And then the book agent would have contacts and would have some of that relationship with them, and they represent many authors, but they, so instead of cold calling, you would have a book agent who gets a certain percentage of the book also. So you're paying for their service. But they'll go to some of their favorite publishers and say, oh, I got a brand new author, you're going to love this. And so they pitch you, but then the book agent gets a percentage of that.
I see. So after I've written a book, let's say, how do I get my book out there?
How do you get your book what?
How do I get my book out there?
Well, so that's the challenging piece. So you can hire different marketing publishing people. For my book with Leader's Playbook, the self-published, I did hire a marketing specialist for X amount of months, and that's typically what you would do. You want to, you know, at the release of your book, have as much PR as possible. So what did she do? She sent out press releases. She hooked up with all the different folks on the internet, got me interviews on different blogs, and trying to get the word out that way. And I think it was marginally successful. You kind of get a push initially, but one of the things that was interesting for me to hear about is to be on the bestseller list, let's say New York Times, Wall Street Journal. Typically, people have to work with somebody who's already got these contacts, and you have to have something like 30,000 books sold in a variety of different sources. It can't be in the same source within the first month. And a lot of times people will work with someone to help them with that. So they'll have, you know, 15,000 sold in the first week, and then 8,000, and then 7,000. So it's spread out over a month. And then when the numbers hit like that, you can, you know, you basically get on the list as a bestseller. But usually you're working with someone to help you do that.
I see.
So that's another way. There are a lot of these things called bestseller campaigns, which you get all these people who are on your mailing list to send out promos for your book, and they may offer some bonuses. And then in turn, because they have some bonuses, and we've all seen it, you know, buy this book on this date and you get $1,000 of bonuses. Well, you contract with, you know, however many people, the more the better, to say, do you want to be a part of this? And it's a joint venture. And on this date, can you send out this list, send out this promo for my book, but it also have your bonus plus all these other people's bonuses, and we'll try to flood the market that everybody tries to buy the book. And then I think on Amazon, you can be highly rated on Amazon, similar if you get a lot of traction. I don't know what the numbers are, but within a, you know, 4 or 5 day time period, if you're the top book, and that's how someone can become a bestseller on Amazon, it typically means that they were the bestseller for maybe 2 days, because they had this focus campaign, and in those 2 days, you know, maybe they sold 8,000 books.
So what tips do you have for someone who is interested in publishing?
Well, I would say if interested in getting published, I think that the best way these days is to do it yourself and to not go with traditional publishing. And like I said, I want to say somehow 70 or 80% of books, and don't quote me on that, are self-published. Now, so if you write something, and I'm in the process of taking some of these podcasts that I have and turning them into ebooks, and then they are on ebooks, then you have an ISBN number, meaning that you're published. ISBN is a registered number, you know, that you're a published author. And an ebook could be 20 pages, 50 pages, 100 pages. And then there are a variety of resources to who will help format that book. And I'm just doing that now on Leadership Keys Field Guide, where it was published, you know, with Success Press, and I had you know, a run of a couple thousand, and those sold out. Now I'm had it reformatted, and there is an Amazon company called CreateSpace, createspace.com, which they do what's called print on demand. And what's really good about that is you can get 5 books, you can get 100 books, and you have someone else take your work and put it, get the graphics of the cover and the book right, and they have some requirements, so you'd have to work with someone else. But I'm going to have this, I think it's a 60-page manuscript, probably is going to cost $3.25 to produce it. And like I said, I can call them up at any time and say, can you make 30? Can you make 50? And maybe a week or two turnaround, and then I can sell that, you know, for $19 or so. So I have that, but then at the same point, by changing that format a little bit, now that is also an ebook that will be on Kindle and others, and then it'll probably be a little cheaper, and maybe $14 or so as an ebook. But that's really, really simple. And a lot of these sources, because then you need these other folks, Dan Poynter, and I think it's P-O-Y-N-T-E-R, he's kind of the guru around self-publishing. He has a mailing list. And he also has these newsletters that have all these resources, you know, of people who can edit, people who can turn your book into an ebook. So that would be the best source. And you can buy that from him or get it from him for probably five bucks or so. And all the resources you would need to self-publish, he would have.
Excellent. Well, you're going to have to be affiliate for him.
Excuse me?
I said, you need to be an affiliate for him.
Well, I did go to one of his workshops, you know, early on about self-publishing. He has these workshops. And he has all these books and manuscripts and all that. So, yeah, you know, I think that's a great way to go. You don't necessarily have to go to the workshop, but even if you got on his mailing list, you would get a lot of these resources.
So you mentioned an agent earlier. What are the advantages of having an agent?
Well, I think one of the advantages are that this person already has a relationship with folks, and they're doing the legwork. They're on the phone. They're pushing your book. I think for a lot of us authors, you know, people want to write and get their word out and contribute. It's a whole different skill set to be selling it. And often, and we know this in marketing, it's easier for someone else to sell you than for yourself. So that would be the advantage of the book agent. And because they have contacts and stuff, they may be able to get you a bigger commission, you know, to write the book. Often, these publishers, depending on where you're at, you'll get some money up front when you sign the contract, and then you'll get some other money when you finish it, and that goes against your royalties. So an agent can maybe help you get a bigger, you know, upfront commission, you know, to write the book, you know, if you have a track record. And so it's because of their relationship. But again, they're going to try to get you as high as fees possible because they're going to get probably 10% of that.
Well, I'm glad to know that everybody doesn't have to rush out and learn how to be good at sales marketing, so, especially when they're a writer.
Right, because now there's a huge industry to help self-published writers, and it's a great way to go for the reasons I was saying earlier. You know, it's faster, you can make more money. You're just going to have to be paying a little bit more up front is probably the key disadvantage.
So what is the business of publishing?
So it's probably on all the different sides. It's a kind of big question. So in getting, you know, getting published, you're going to have to decide which way you want to go. And I think for these days, probably it's self-published. But then the big piece of the business of publishing is you have to have as many sources as possible to get your word out. And what a lot of people do on their website is they give away a free chapter or a free assessment. And so you want to drive traffic, one, to your website, which you will have your book there. You constantly want to have bits and pieces of your book. And so taking parts of your book and repurposing it for articles and blogs, you know, that always relate back to your book. There are virtual book tours that you can be a part of. You can do that. So once you have a book, what I like about it, you can slice and dice it in a lot of ways to get the word out, and then it comes back to the book. But I think the business of publishing, the business of writing a book, for me, it's more marketing, and it's like a giant brochure that it'll allow me to get other business. I'm not necessarily going to make a fortune with the book itself, but it's what does the book lead to? And for me, it's coaching and consulting and speaking.
Okay, so aside from writing your own book, are there other options to getting published?
Well, so one other option is with the Coaches Exchange and other associations like that, what they'll do is, and I know I have chapters in a couple of the different books, Ready Aim Excel, Ready Aim Impact, where they'll interview you like you're doing now, and like I have on my podcast, and they'll turn that into a transcript, and then they will put you in with other authors, and you will be able to quickly, it's probably one of the quickest ways, because it's an hour interview around a topic you know about, you'll speak about questions that you know about, that turns into a chapter, and then you are one of the authors in this book that part of the deal is you would get X amount of these books that now you can say you're a published author, and you also have a book that you can use to sell. You could also use to give away, And, you know, I know the Coaches Exchange is now having a series of these. And it's really a quick and fast way to get published, to get recognized, and to have something that you can actually hand to people. And I think there is a lot of credibility that does go with having a book, and if, especially if your picture is on it or if you have a chapter in it, you know, that I know that TCE does, that is a big benefit for you.
It's definitely a door opener, as you're saying, to speaking and other opportunities.
Exactly.
So thank you, Dr. Relly Nadler. Thank you so much for being on our show and sharing so much about publishing because, you know, quite honestly, I don't know a lot about it. So I learned a lot from our conversation today. So thank you so much for all your time.
Well, you're welcome. And it is a whole different world. So I'm glad to give people a glimpse into it and some of the different options, and hopefully they'll take advantage of some of those resources.
Now, if people want to find out more information about you, where should they go to, you know, sign up for your newsletter and et cetera?
Yeah, on my website, www.truenorthleadership.com, is a couple of the aspects we said. If they go and they sign up for the newsletter, then they can also, my book, Leading with Emotional Intelligence, some of the other books are there. If they will get some free bonuses if they go to Amazon and they order the book, they can get some other bonuses that would go along with that. And also on the website, you're able to download a free iPhone app that I have that also is kind of another marketing strategy, but it's got videos, 10 videos each 4 or 5 minutes that are all about these leadership keys, delegation, feedback, coaching, things that coaches and leaders do every day but don't have a prescription. And so that's another resource that's on the website.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Nadler, for being on our show.
Well, thank you, Stacey. It's always a joy to talk with you, and I appreciate it.
And thank you for joining us on Right Now. I'm Stacey Chabot. Have an excellent week.